We've been talking a lot the last couple of days about SNAP benefits. That's the formal name for food stamps. And it's such an important program. Millions of Americans literally rely on the program so that they can eat nutritious food, so they can make good decisions for their family. And because of the government shutdown, food stamp benefits are at risk. And it could happen this weekend. I did read shortly before we came to the studio that a federal judge now sounds like she may step in and order that SNAP be funded. But that has not happened, and so a lot of people are really nervous. One of the great organizations in our city that does so much good for so many people is the Hunger Task Force, and Matt King is the CEO, and he's with us in the studio. Matt, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. Before we talk about SNAP in depth, let's talk about food, and let's talk about what the Hunger Task Force does. Can you paint the picture of food insecurity? It exists big time right here in Southeast Wisconsin, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Right now, Hunger Task Force has been serving over 50,000 people every month.
Wow.
Across all of our programs, which is already an increase from the same time last year of over 30%. So the issue with SNAP that you're talking about is really exacerbating an already challenging situation.
You know, one of my last stories that I did with TMJ4 News Television, we were going through, it was a drive-through with, you know, with seniors that were picking up things. You just happened to be doing that because of the pandemic. But there was such a huge need. And when I talked to some of them, they said, "Oh, we'll make do if we don't get more money, we'll make do," because, you know, they're used to it. But I mean, they shouldn't be used to something like that. And it was so nice. What do you fill in each of those boxes? You have milk, eggs, and some of the fresh vegetables that you guys even grow.
Yeah, and you're talking about a really important demographic that we serve, which is older adults and seniors. We serve over 10,000 seniors every month. And so we make sure that they have healthy staples. And the biggest piece of feedback from them is that the cost of living is going up all around us. Our income is fixed. And so a lot of the healthy foods that they would prefer and that go well with their medications, which are also becoming challenging to afford, are out of their reach. And so they just need a little bit of help getting through the month. And that's what we focus on.
Yeah, that's what some people were saying. It's either I'm going to buy my food or I'm going to pay for my prescription.
That's sad. That we should never have to make that choice.
It's a real
right?
thing. And yeah, they're only living on less than, one woman was living on less than $1,000 a month because she just had Social Security. That's it.
Matt, let's talk about the other end of the spectrum, children. You guys help a lot of families that have a lot of young kids that otherwise wouldn't have some of the nutritious stuff they need, some of the staples that they rely on. Talk about the kid factor and kid food insecurity in our area.
Yeah, well, Milwaukee has historically had one of the highest child poverty rates in the country amongst big cities. And so 1 in 5 kids lives in poverty and therefore is at risk of hunger. We've been serving this community and the state of Wisconsin since 1974, and that's the founding principle of our mission, is that no kid should be hungry. And so that's a big part of what we do. And so similarly to older adults who are making those tough choices about food and medication, for a lot of parents, it's keeping a roof over their family's head and themselves making the decision to skip meals because they feed their kids first.
Wow. Yeah. I would imagine that when the economy is shaky, when people are worried about tariffs and they're holding their money closer because there's just uncertainty in the marketplace, that must impact you. Are people less generous? Are they less willing to give when they're worried about their own situation?
I was born and raised here, and one of the things that I'm so proud of is that we have such a generous community, and we have the type of people here who are that quintessential Midwest nice that everyone talks about, who actually want to help their neighbors and who believe that no kid should be hungry and that older adults in our community should be taken care of. And so we actually have a strong food supply right now. And that's because of generous support from the community and people who believe in our mission.
But if this keeps going on, mm-hmm. let's say this goes on another 3 weeks, I'll just do minimum. What would that do to Hunger Task Force?
Yeah, well, what people need to know is that the food share program serves 700,000 people across Wisconsin. In Milwaukee, 240,000 people participate
wow.
in the program on a monthly basis. It brings over $1 billion a year into our Wisconsin economy. That's our tax money coming back. And so it not only is important as a food assistance and anti-hunger program, but also as an economic stimulus. And so there's a lot of retailers, and in particular, smaller retailers, the mom and pop grocers in rural parts of the state, who really rely on the revenue that they receive through the program. And so the food share program, or SNAP as it's known nationally, is the most critical tool that we have to address hunger and food insecurity. And what we know is that based on the government shutdown, November benefits that people would receive will be delayed. That does not mean that benefits are lost, but they will be delayed. If people have balances on their food share account, they are able to use that moving forward throughout
the shutdown. I saw that. I think you sent a press release about that to try to stretch it out a little bit more. You said 700,000 people?
700,000 people across Wisconsin, 240,000 people in the Milwaukee area, over 40 million nationwide.
So, John, 700,000, that's yeah. 1 in 10 people in our
that's
state.
Right. That, you're absolutely right. That is a really big number. Matt, so none of us want to be delayed at the airport. TSA workers not getting paid sucks. None of us can agree with that. I'm glad we're paying our troops. The president's made that commitment. But I think about people who can't eat and children who won't be able to function in school because they're not getting what they need to fuel their body. Is it frustrating that this is not a priority as we sit here right at this moment to solve this and make sure November 1st is not a cliff?
Hunger historically has not been a partisan issue. And so to see it being used that way is immensely frustrating. Just having the care that we do for people in our community and in our state and across the country. What we know is that there are solutions available. The WIC program, Women, Infants, Children program, was funded for this early part of the government shutdown by moving money in the USDA from something called Section 32. That would be one option. There are also funds available in a SNAP contingency fund. So yeah. The government has a contingency fund that is set aside of over $5 billion exactly for this reason, so that during a government shutdown, the program could continue to be funded. But that's not being utilized currently.
What?
And so there's options available. The most direct one would, of course, be to end the government shutdown. And at that time, when that does happen, then people's November benefits that they have missed will be made up. And so it's important for people to know that these benefits are not lost. They are delayed.
That's right. All right, Matt, what's the easiest way for people to help you and to help your mission?
People can go to hungertaskforce.org or find a local food pantry that they trust in their area. Funds that are donated will 100% be used to purchase healthy foods to make sure that food pantries are stocked and that anyone who needs help can receive it.
Hungertaskforce.org. Start there. Matt King is the CEO of the Hunger Task Force. Thank you for what you do. You do a lot of good in our community, Matt.
Appreciate you shining a light on this. Thanks.
It is 3:56 at WTMJ.